Last year I went to Lisdoonvarna. Lisdoonvarna, County Clare.
Road to Lisdoonvarna by Douglas Livingstone, with Frances Barber as Maggie and James Fleet as Derek.
Of course, the whole idea was stupid. The sort of thing a teenager does. I'm no teenager. Well, I don't know. I am sometimes inside. And there I am daydreaming away, and then I accidentally glance in a mirror. Before Lisdoonvarna, I glanced in a mirror and decided a facial might be an idea.
Going somewhere nice?
I'm going to Ireland.
Oh, Ireland, that's nice. I've always wanted to go to Ireland. What part of Ireland?
Galway Bay. Why did I say that? Why didn't I tell her? Lisdoonvarna. Well, it's none of her business. Anyway, it is very near Galway Bay.
And see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Oh, I love that tune.
I've heard it sung better.
You can send me a postcard with a picture of the sun going down.
Send her a postcard? I've never met her before. People do say the daftest things, including me, of course. All right, yes, I promise I'll send you a postcard.
I look forward to it. There we are, madam, all done. Bet you hardly recognise yourself.
Well, yes, I do, unfortunately. The question is, will he? Would he? Oh, shut up. What you need is your head tested. 10 years is an eternity.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I saw the card in the newsagents. I called about the room.
Oh, are you a student?
No. Do I look like a student? No worries there. I'm an electrician.
Well, it's just that we usually have a student, you see.
Oh.
Because of the holidays. My father prefers it when they're not here all the time.
Oh, well, no worries there either. I mean, I'm on a construction job. New block going up in Hammersmith. Once the wiring's finished, I'd be off. So you wouldn't be stuck with me, you know. 3 months at most. I'd be most grateful, I truly would, that I've only just got over today and I'm supposed to start that job tomorrow. I'm very well house-trained, honestly.
Well, I'll show you the room. And if you like it, I'll talk to my father. I'm afraid he has the final say. The final say? Well, he liked to think he had it. And I liked to let him think he had it. He knew he hadn't, and I knew he hadn't, and it's the way we colluded and kept the peace.
Who is he?
Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Just a minute, Dad. This way, please.
Thank you.
It's a slightly strange arrangement here. We've made a bedroom, the sitting room, and my father sleeps downstairs. He had an accident and he's partially paralysed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You look after him, do you?
Well, yes, in a way. But he's no problem. He's very easy. This is the room we let. Not very big, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Suit me fine, that would. Looks over the garden.
Such as it is, I don't have green fingers.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with that garden. That's a real garden. It's got colour. It's got freshness. It's got life. I can't stand those tidy manicured strips. Do not step here and do not touch.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Now, back home, I live in a farm. Anything you want doing, just give me the nod.
Well, thank you. The bathroom's next door and breakfast is included.
You won't find me any trouble there. I'm up and out with a bit of toast. My name's Daniel O'Dwyer.
I'm Margaret Kenyon.
Pleased to know you, Margaret.
Well, Maggie, usually. That's what most people call me.
Then I'll call you Maggie, if I may.
Yes, of course.
And, to put us on equal footing, I hope you'll call me Danny.
Oh, Danny boy, the Paisa calling, from glen to glen.
Did I think he was attractive? Well, he wasn't beautiful. About my age, not very tall. On the thin side, I suppose, but not skinny. And his face, you could see the schoolboy in it. And the man, too. No, he wasn't beautiful. But he was attractive. Oh, yes, he was.
Irish?
Yes.
I mean, you're joking, aren't you? You don't seriously want someone Irish here?
I'm not a racist, Dan.
I'm not racist, Maggie. Just can't stand the Irish.
Dad, Mr. O'Dwyer.
O'Dwyer.
Mr. O'Dwyer wants the room for 3 months at most. We should let him have it. We need the rent.
Well, let him have it then. Fine. Why bother asking me?
Because, as you know, the decision is yours.
Ah!
Then, of course, we had 5 minutes of the old routine. Why didn't I just pack him off to a home? He'd be better off, and so would I. He was just a nuisance to everyone. He didn't want my pity, thank you very much. A paper did an interview with him once. Where are they now? Harry Kenyon, ex-Brentford, Arsenal and Aston Villa. In the days before footballers made a fortune, of course. Semi-paralysed, but very brave. Have you ever read about a cripple who wasn't brave? And, of course, he was brave. Occasionally. And I loved him very much. And in the end, when he'd had a good whinge...
Well, if you're happy with him, take him in.
We took Danny in.
But come you back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
And so, 10 years later, I went to Lisdoon Varna. It was the end of September, 6 months after Dad's funeral. I didn't mean to go there. It never occurred to me. Well, that's a lie for a start. It had always occurred to me, nearly every day since. But I still never had gone if the travel agent hadn't happened to be Irish and serving Deathly Derek. Not that I knew he was called Deathly then, or even Derek.
Well, thank you very much. You've answered it very competently. Very competently indeed.
My pleasure, sir. There's your ticket, your voucher for car hire, and your reservation at the O'Brien Hotel.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you'll have a great time. Lisdoon Varna's a marvellous place.
Lisdoon Varna? I looked up from studying the brochures for Greece.
And the matchmaking festival is quite unique. Are you married, sir?
No. No.
Then, who knows, you might come back with a bride.
Well, it's the culture I'm going for, not the matchmaking. I'm very interested in Irish culture.
Oh, the culture, yes. Well, there'll be plenty of that. The culture and the crack.
The crack?
The crack.
Ah, it's good crack here. I mean, for a pub in London, it's good crack.
Crack?
Crack, yeah, crack.
What's crack?
Crack. Jeez. You know, crack.
No, I don't know.
Crack is... crack. I don't know, good time. Fun. Number one. Well, it's all of those, none of those. You feel it in you, good crack. Have you got it now?
I think so.
And you like the music?
Oh, I can't stop my feet tapping.
Ah, well, if you want to tap your feet, there's a pub in Doolin called O'Connor's.
Where's Doolin?
Well, it's near where I live, near Lisdoon Varna. You go to O'Connor's, spend a session there. Your feet have tapped so much they'd never touch the ground. That is music that is magical. But this isn't bad for a London pub. Anyway, I'm delighted you got here.
Will you be playing soon?
Ha! Huh? You want a timetable from an Irishman? These guys on now, they're the pros. We get on for a session when they want a break.
Oh, I see. The thing is, I'm afraid I can't stay very long.
Your dad?
He likes me to put him to bed about 10, and it'll take me a good half hour to get back.
But he doesn't mind you going out, though.
Oh, no. He thinks I'm at evening classes. I mean, I don't think he really believes that, but it's a game we play. Evening classes, he wouldn't mind. It gives me a couple of nights to myself, you know, pictures or whatever I want.
How long has he been like this?
About 8 years now.
How'd it happen?
He fell downstairs. He'd been to a party with some of his old football friends and he'd had a good time, lost his balance and fell.
And how long's your mother been dead?
Oh, she's not dead. They split up before he had the accident. She's married again, lives in Birmingham.
So, there's no one but you to look after him?
It's my choice. Oh, yeah.
And you keep a good sense of humour with it?
Oh, that's not hard, believe me. You have to... Anyway, I'm very happy. I'm fine. Now, come on. Tell me about where you live. What's it like?
You've never been to Ireland?
Nope.
Well, well, it's not all Blarney and leprechauns and four-leaf clover. Although, of course, there's a fair amount of that, all nicely wrapped up for Americans. It's very wet and still pretty poor, and life can be hard, but it's soft and it's green, and everybody talks all the time. A load of nonsense sometimes, but it's beautiful nonsense. And they drink like fish, and they love their music, and it's the most magical place on earth. So why the hell do we come over here?
I didn't ask that.
The dream of riches. That's the dream we had there. And what's the dream we have here? The dream of going back. But do we dream of it like it really was? Is the magic really there, or is it only the music that conjures it up? You must go there and tell me what you see. Or come over when I next go back. Oh, you'll see the magic, or I don't know you. You'll see it all right. Hey, they're taking a break. We can have a turn.
Fergus, we're on.
Let's go, Danny.
Come on, Pete. Oh,
they played a violin, a concertina, and Danny on banjo, and it was magical. Not brilliant, no. Not great music. Half the customers didn't bother to listen to it. They were only the amateurs. But they didn't seem to notice this. They were in their own world, especially Danny. I'm sure he didn't know I was there anymore. Didn't know anyone was there. His whole self was in the playing. I couldn't take my eyes from him. It was magical. And I knew I was in love with him. Heathrow Airport, Friday, 6 a.m. I queue up to check in for Shannon. Ouch! A large case hit me in the back of the legs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's quite all right. God, why didn't I just thump him like he thumped me? We are so polite.
Say, excuse me, don't I know you?
It was Deathly Derek. Of course, I still didn't know him as Deathly then. Not even as Derek. All that was to change.
I've got it. Yes, the travel agent. I came back to the counter to check my ticket was right. You were booking for Lisdoon Varna. Surely you remember?
Oh, yes, that's right.
My name's Derek Hedges.
Margaret Kenyon.
Well, what a coincidence. On the same plane.
Yes.
So, you're going to the matchmaking festival?
No, not really. It just happens to be at the same time, you know?
Oh, no, I didn't mean... I wasn't suggesting you were looking for a... No, of course not. It's the same with me. I write, you see, as a hobby, you know, for a magazine. Anthropological Society. I wanted to learn about Irish culture, and I thought this was something that would interest our members. Anyway, I'm sure it will interest me. You're on holiday, are you?
Sort of. I've never been to Ireland.
No, neither have I. Still, I've been doing quite a lot of research. I'd be happy to fill you in.
Oh, I've got a guidebook.
Well, I dare say you have, but you'd be amazed what they miss out. Look, if you care to sit next to me, I'll give you some gin on the way across.
I'm afraid I sit in smoking.
Oh, well, I couldn't do that. Not in smoking. Have to disappoint you, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
Just the one, Kate?
Yes, and a seat in smoking, please.
I'm afraid there's no smoking on this flight.
No smoking?
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll do my best to keep you occupied. May we have seats together, please?
Together?
Please.
Of course, the money in the Republic is punts, not pounds. But the exchange rate is roughly equivalent. Although most prices do seem to be a little higher, which, when you consider that you actually only get 95 Irish pence for the British pound, seems rather cockeyed. Not a bad breakfast, is it?
No. But oh, for a fag and a bit of peace.
Let me put you in the picture about County Clare. Clare is a county in the province of Munster, bounded in the north by Galway, the east by Tipperary, the south by the Shannon Estuary, and the west by the Atlantic. Of course, all Ireland, including Clare, had impressive cultures in both the Neolithic and the Bronze Ages.
But you do not sound like Danny. You do not sound like him at all.
I tell you something. Clare's got its history, got its ancient tombs, and God knows what. But you go up to the cliffs around Pulsala, you stand looking across to the Isles of Arran, Inishiel, Inishman, Inishmore. And only America beyond. Galway Bay across to your right, and a wind blowing that nearly bowls you over. But the air so fresh, so wonderful, it'll kill the worst hangover in 2 seconds flat. Stand there and tell me you don't feel what it is to live. If a boy took a girl up there on those heights, and she did not acquiesce at his first touch, then she has no flame in her body at all. Then go down to Penor for dancing a Guinness. What more could you ask?
I mean, have you ever heard such a load of rubbish? But what wonderful rubbish. Compare and contrast.
There are three sorts of ancient tombs in Clare. The court cairns, the portal tombs, and the wedge tombs. The wedge tombs seem to be fast.
Don't bloody lie to me.
I'm not lying to you, Dad. You haven't given me the chance to speak.
Mrs. Topping saw you. She saw you in the street, holding hands with you.
Oh, and she came round especially to tell you about it.
Well, of course she did.
Well, pity she doesn't move in and look after you.
Now, look. Any time you wish to move out, I am perfectly capable of looking after myself. Perfectly capable. And if you go around flaunting yourself with Mix, then I'd rather you did it somewhere else.
Flaunting myself? Dad, I'm 31. If I haven't flaunted myself until I'm 31, then surely it's bloody time I did.
Don't swear at me, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dad. I mean, never a swear word has passed your lips.
Well, he goes tomorrow. That's all there is to it. He's not staying here, not under my roof.
If he goes, I go.
Fine. Goodbye.
Oh, he's not going and I'm not going. Dad, he's my friend. That's all. He held my hand as we walked down the street. There's nothing more between us, and there certainly won't be under your roof. There won't be anyway, unfortunately. He didn't believe me, I dare say. But he played the game and pretended to. I even pretended to believe myself, while I tried to scheme how to prove me wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shannon. A greeny oosla, caid mail a falchuga airport na shanna, agus gaheran.
I'm here. I'm in Ireland. I'm in County Clare. Oh, God, I want to run. Stupid, stupid, stupid idea. I don't know where he lives. I'm not even sure I know his name. Not his real one. And if I do find him, what the hell will I say? Oh, hello, hello, remember me? Oh, yes, sure, I remember you. What are you doing here?
What's your nuggets, Margaret?
Yes, thank you.
Right, then. Let's go to Liz Dunvarna.
Sorry?
That is where you're going, isn't it?
Well, yes.
I've hired a car. I'll give you a lift.
What could I say? Thank you very much. He checked in at the car hire desk. He checked everything.
It's a five-speed manual gear.
That's right, it is, sir.
And you drive on the left?
Oh, we do, sir, we do.
And I can expect about 40 miles to the gallon?
About 40, yes, sir.
And the excess on the insurance is £20?
Yes, sir, you pay the first £20.
But otherwise, it's fully comprehensive?
Comprehensive of everything, sir, including the stupidity of the other drivers.
Eventually, we reached the car.
Right, off to Liz Dunvarna. Oh, no. What the... Oh.
I mean, are you plain stupid or just plain stupid?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was going forward.
You thought you was going forward. Let me give you a lesson in geography. Forward's the other way from what you went.
Yes, I know.
Backwards was the way you went, and backwards I was there behind you.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. The gears were the opposite from those I'm used to. Anyway, no damage, fortunately.
What do you mean, no damage? You're not able to see that dent.
What dent?
That dent.
That's not a new dent.
Well, what sort of dent do you think it is?
Well, I mean, I don't wish to be rude about your car, but you have got quite a few other dents.
You made that dent.
Forgive me, but I don't think I did.
Oh, I see, I see. You want to call me a liar? Well, come on, come on. Let's both of us go to the policeman inside, and I'll swear on my mother's tomb that you were the one made that dent, and you can swear the other on what you like. It'll only take a couple of hours, fill in all the forms, make all the complaints. I've the time to spare. Let's go then, shall we?
How much do you think to repair that dent?
Well, now, that's not easy to say. Couldn't be less than £20. English money will do.
He knew my excess was £20. I wouldn't be surprised if they're all in cahoots.
Oh, I expect it was just a coincidence.
Well, paid up. Forget it. Put it out of mind. We're going to Liz Dunvarna.
Out of dreary Shannon, a 1950s new town built to service the airport, and into the green of County Clare, fields and small hills that look sodden with rain.
Now, what can I tell you about Liz Dunvarna? Well, of course, the success of the place is due to the discovery of the iron, sulphur and chalybeate springs, which are rich in iodine.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff. If you've had a night of homemade poaching, a few glasses of Liz Dunvarna water will open another chapter in your life.
I don't know if it's the health-giving qualities or just that terrible smell of the stuff takes your mind of everything else. Now, if I seem to go on about hangover cures, it's not because we drink a lot. It's because we drink a lot more than that.
So tell me about the matchmaking.
Oh, you're thinking of going and get yourself a man.
Oh, you never know.
You know what a matchmaker is.
No.
Well, Ireland, you see, is an agricultural country. Take a farmer living miles from anywhere. How is he going to find a wife? Take another farmer with a bundle of daughters. How will he ever get rid of them? That's where the matchmaker comes in, you see. The matchmaker knows who's available.
Good day, Seamus.
Oh, good day, Michael. And what brings you this way?
Well, I was thinking it was time I took a wife. Would you be after finding me one? And what sort of a wife do you have in mind? Do you want a wife with nice boobs, or do you want a wife who can pull a plow? I want a wife with nice boobs who can pull a plow.
Well, some people are never satisfied.
And this is the sort of thing that goes on at Lisdon Barn.
Well, sort of. Sort of. Now, I'll tell you what goes on in this.
Johnny, we're off!
I'm with you, Fergus. Tell you later, I'm on.
No, I can't. I'll just hear your first number. I've got to go.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Look, I won't be asleep when you come in. We can talk then.
Well, what about your dad?
He's never awake. I mean, after midnight. Never hear us.
All right, yes. I suppose I was brazen. Lovely word. Brazen. Not that I'm pretending I was an innocent till then. I lost my honour at a sixth form party, which made me about the last to go. Then there's been others, including a couple of lodgers. Andrew was the first. Yes?
Maggie, can I come in?
I'm just going to bed.
Well, it won't take a minute. I'm a bit worried about my foot.
Poor Andrew. Probably steeled himself for weeks before knocking at my door. So I let him in and studied his verruca, and one thing led to another, I suppose. There was Tony after that. I didn't encourage either of them. I didn't love them. But I didn't resist. I sometimes wondered if there was a notice on the university board, 22 Clark Street, Acton Vale, bed, breakfast and easy lay. They weren't like Danny. Danny was my choice. And oh, I was in love with Danny.
It's after two. I'd best go to my room.
Oh, no. Stay, please.
But what about you?
Well, he's not likely to come upstairs, is he? Sorry. Do you think that's sick?
From you? Oh, come on.
You can stay all night. I mean, if you want to.
Of course I want to. Why shouldn't I want to?
I don't know.
You don't know very much about me at all. You've never even asked me if I'm married.
I didn't want to know.
Never found one to suit me. Oh, I looked a few times. At Liston Varner for a start. I did what everyone does at Liston Varner. Pretended I was just there for the crack. And kept my eye open for a wife.
Oh, Liston Varner.
Well, this is it. Lisdoon Varna.
Yes. Was this it? Lisdoon Varna? A single street of white painted houses, a large grey church, and 15 barbed stroke hotels. The Irish Arms, the Ritz, the Royal Spa Hotel, Lynch's, the Hydro, the Imperial. Oh, and the Savoy.
I'll just check the instructions to find our hotel.
Small triangles of bunting strung across the road. The bunting was plastic and rattled in the wind. Beneath them, wet puddles from last night's rain. A gaudy modern sign announced the Matchmaker's Bar, a small supermarket, and a cafe. Was this it? Lisdoon Varna at matchmaking time? The cradle of so many hopes and dreams. Damp, cold, depressing, and very empty.
Welcome to Lisdoon Varna and the O'Brien Hotel. Miss Kenyon, you're in room number two, and you, Mr. Hedges, you're in room number three.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, sorry, I made a mistake. Room three is taken, I'm afraid. You're in room 36.
Oh, you're a saint.
You're here for the festival, are you, Miss Kenyon?
Oh, just a break, really.
Ah, for the crack, that is. That's what most people come for. But who knows? Who knows? And the health, of course. A wonderful, healthy place, Liz Dunvarna. Drink the water. Do you a power of good. Here we are. Number two.
Thank you.
I hope this will suit you.
Oh, yes, it's fine.
Ah, there's the tea maker and television and bathroom. All our rooms are en suite.
Thank you.
Anything you want to know, anything at all, just ask for me, Kevin O'Brien.
Thank you.
I'll leave you then.
There was just one thing, Mr. O'Brien.
Of course.
I used to know someone who lived in Liz Dunvarna, or near Liz Dunvarna, but I've lost his address. His name was Danny O'Dwyer.
Danny O'Dwyer? Well, I can't say I know a Danny O'Dwyer.
Well, I think it was O'Dwyer. Perhaps I got that wrong.
Well, there's no shortage of Dannys, that's for sure.
I think his father was a farmer.
There's no shortage of them.
And he played the banjo in pubs, I think. Traditional music.
Ah, well, that's your likeliest bet. There's 15 pubs in Liz Dunvarna, and not to mention places around. My advice to you is do the tour. It's likely you'll find him in one of them.
He was in my bed every night for nearly a month. Then, very early one morning, something made me wake. Danny?
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to wake you.
Where are you going?
Said I'd be at work early today. Job we didn't finish last night.
What time is it?
Oh, it's early. Don't worry. Go back to sleep. I'll see you tonight.
Shall I get you a meal?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Take care, Maggie. I love you.
And I've never seen him since. I went to this bar centre. Mr. O'Brien said the pattern of the day at Liz Dunvarna was always the same. It started with a lunchtime dance in the spa pavilion. But first, I went to the pump house and bought a glass of water. Danny was wrong. It didn't make me forget anything.
What do you think of this?
Well, it's different. You say that again. Smells of old eggs.
Supposed to be very good for you, though. Oh, my friends wouldn't try it. I'm here with two girlfriends. My name's Susan, by the way.
Maggie.
I mean, you know, we're just here for the crack. Are you here for the crack?
Oh, yes. Just for the crack. I crossed the gardens to the pavilion and the lunchtime dance.
That's a punt, please. Will you hold out your wrist?
I held out my wrist. I stamped it with an old-fashioned ink stamp, like thanking a letter.
That's in case you want to go in and out.
I went upstairs to the dance hall. It was like a time loop. Middle-aged couples doing a formal waltz. But were they middle-aged? Or did they just look it? No more middle-aged than me. But neat middle-aged clothes. Men in sports jackets, suits. Women in dresses that were unprovocative. Yes, I suppose. Yes, this is the ballroom of romance. But never a chance of Danny playing here.
Excuse me, would you care to dance?
Dance?
Would you care to?
Thank you. Oh, God, do I remember how? We danced slightly apart, like dancing class. He was sort of beefy, 45, 50. He looked a bit uncomfortable in jacket, shirt and tie. But he moved very well, very light on his feet. And he was very polite and very tolerant. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my mistake.
It certainly wasn't.
My name's David.
Margaret.
Not a bad day, is it, for the time of the year?
No, not bad at all.
You're English?
Yes.
I thought you made the American.
No. Sorry, chum, no rich widow here. He took me back to the seat he'd collected me from.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. He smiles a little and moved away. I suppose I sit here and wait for the next invitation. I remember church hall dances like it when I was a kid. No, I can't stay here. I'll try and look as if I'm going to the loo.
You going out, miss?
Yes, well, just...
You got your stamp on your wrist?
Yes.
Fine.
Branded. Well, that's it. Write the whole thing off as the stupidity it always was. Back to the hotel and afternoon telly. I suppose they have afternoon telly here. If not...
Hello, Margaret.
Oh, hello, Derek.
I've just had a bath.
Oh, really?
I'm in a sulfa bath. I thought I should try it. Very stimulating.
Oh, really?
Of course, you can't stay in too long because of the,
Smell.
Well, yes. But it is really very stimulating. Now, Mr. O'Brien's given me a timetable, and next on the list's an afternoon dance. I was thinking perhaps we could go together.
No. If you'll excuse me, Derek, I've been to one dance, and I think that's enough for me today.
Oh, dear. That's a shame. This one's out at a place called Fenor. My research tells me it's a beautiful drive.
Fenor?
Yes.
Then down to Fenor for a dance and a Guinness. What more could you ask?
Could we stop off at the cliffs on the way? Oh, this air... Never smelled air like it. It's wonderful.
Notice the amount of surface rock? This whole area of North Clare is known as the Burren, from the Irish Burren, meaning rocky place. A sheet of bare carboniferous limestone.
Oh, bugger your bare carboniferous limestone. Just smell the air.
Those are the Aran Islands over there.
Inis here, Inis man, and Inis moor, and only America beyond. Galway Bay across to your right, and a wind blowing that nearly bowls you over. If a boy took a girl up on those heights and she did not acquiesce at his first touch...
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
He turned away, pretending to study carboniferous limestone, but I saw what it was that had so shocked him. A used contraceptive lying on the grass. Oh, poor Derek.
Well, shall we move on?
Yes. Down to Fenor for a dance and a Guinness. What more could you ask? A modern, low, blue-painted building on a rise overlooking the sea. Bigger than the pavilion, but the same people I saw there. Well, they look the same.
Margaret?
Oh, dear, he's going to ask me to dance.
Would you excuse me for just a little while?
Yes, of course. He crossed the floor and asked a redhead to dance. She smiled and accepted. Quite a young redhead. Well, younger than me. Nice boobs, but she couldn't pull a plow. What the hell's going on? You're not jealous, are you? Not of some redhead dancing with Derek.
Excuse me. Would you like to dance?
Thank you. Isn't this a foxtrot? What the hell's a foxtrot? Oh, sorry.
My fault. My name's Michael.
I'm Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Michael.
Not a bad day, is it? I mean, for the time of the year.
No, not bad at all. What did Danny say about the wonderful talk? Perhaps they save that for men. Or sheep.
You're English?
Yes. Sorry, chum. He steered me back to harbour and left me in my boat. Hello, Margaret. Oh, hello, Susan. Enjoying yourself? Oh, sorry. My girlfriend seems to be. I saw you dancing. What's he like? A very good dancer. Don't look now. But there's one by the window. Brown jacket, little blue lizard waistcoat. Treads in your toes all the time.
And he's brought a little hint of his varm with him, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Excuse me, would you care to dance?
Yeah. She danced away, but hardly willingly. There's something the matter with Susie. I wonder what. Anyway, here I was at Fenor, and I'd had the dance. Time for the Guinness.
There you are, miss.
Thank you.
120, please.
I'm looking for a friend I knew in England. He lives around here somewhere. His name's Danny O'Dwyer.
Danny O'Dwyer? No, I can't say I know any Danny O'Dwyer.
Well, perhaps it wasn't O'Dwyer. I'm pretty sure it was Danny. He's a musician, plays the banjo.
Oh, I know a Danny who plays the banjo. He was in here last week.
Really?
Yeah, Danny O'Regan, wonderful player.
Well, perhaps that's him. What does he look like?
A short, fat fella he is. Very nearly bald.
No, I don't think that's him.
Danny O'Dwyer. No, we've got no Danny O'Dwyer.
But you must have, Mr. Pierce. He's an electrician. He's been here 3 months.
Sorry, no, not on this side. Just about every other Irish name going, but no O'Dwyer here.
O'Dwyer? Was that his name? O'Dwyer. I never called him Danny.
I thought you knew him well. I've seen you playing here with him.
Oh, yes, we played together. He came in one night with his banjo. I had my concertina. Hey, why don't we make some music, I said. Is that sort of pub? We played a few times together, had a few drinks. I never knew nothing about him. Oh, I believe he came from County Clare.
Well, this is County Clare. And where is he?
Margaret.
Oh, hello, Derek. Enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. I'm learning so much. Wonderful copy, as we writers say. Look, I wonder if we should go back and get something to eat. Kathleen, that's the girl I was dancing with, very interesting lady. She's just gone, and she's going to be in the Ritz tonight, and I said we'd be there.
We'd be there?
Sorry, could be a long night. But very valuable for my research. I mean, something inside us would help, don't you think?
Back to O'Brien's for dinner.
More wine, Margaret? Have some more wine.
Yes, thank you. This isn't the deathly Derek I know. There's a glint in his eye I haven't seen before.
Only the house white, but it's still rather good. You know, I'm really looking forward to the Ritz. They tell me it's a whole different scene tonight.
Different scene?
They tell me it gets quite wild.
Well, perhaps he was right. Outside again, the street was packed. People trying to force their way into crowded bars. There was a chip wagon, a rifle range, caravans in the car park announcing gypsy fortune-telling. Oh, yes. This was more like the crack. More like Danny country. But then, of course, he only told me that he came from here. Perhaps he's made up Lisdun Varna as well.
This is the Ritz.
Have to fight to get in by the look of it.
The Ritz was vast. So packed you could only ease in sideways.
Excuse us. I'll try to get to the bar. What do you want?
Guinness, please.
He poured on towards the bar. They were all there again, the people I'd seen at the spa and at Fenor. But they weren't the same. This was wild, wild dancing, and most of the dancers pouring with sweat. Derek approached with my Guinness and his red head.
How's your drink?
Thank you.
Now, Margaret, this is Kathleen.
How do you do?
Hello, I'm pleased to meet you.
She smiled a wide smile, perhaps a little too wide. She wasn't as pretty as she'd seemed across the dance floor, or quite as young.
Kathleen's going to teach me some Irish dances.
And a few other things, I shouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, you'll excuse us, won't you? I was just very keen for you two to meet. You'll be all right for a moment.
I'll be fine.
They moved away. All he'd wanted me there for was to show her off. How extraordinary. Why? He can't learn an Irish dance for that. And I don't think it's Danny's music either. I fought my way out. What now? Not much point in just standing in the street. Oh, for God's sake, I'm here. I might as well look. Thank you.
The Irish Arms. Packed. This is hopeless. It's needle and haystack time. He could be moving around in the same way as me, and all we'd be doing is missing each other. The roadhouse. No, he's not here. Of course he's not. I mean, of all the stupid...
Excuse me, miss. Are you alone?
Sorry?
Are you here alone?
Well, sort of.
So am I. I'm looking for a housekeeper.
Oh, really?
For the farm, you see. Can't manage without a housekeeper.
Not a wife?
No. Housekeeper. For a start, anyway. It's a very good farm.
Really?
A comfortable, you know, all mud cons.
Good. Hope you find someone.
Right. Excuse me, then.
He moved on to someone else. I moved on to another bar. Yes, he'd like this music. But no, he's not here. I tried all 15 bars. Not a sign of him. Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to... The gypsy told me.
I see a young man.
Yes?
And you've come here to find him.
Well, come on. This is Liz Dunvana.
A man you've not seen for a long time.
Yes.
I see a musical instrument.
Yes.
Oh, but there's a cloud. Oh, a cloud, a dark cloud.
Yes.
But have no worries. The cloud will pass.
Will it?
Oh, yes. The cloud will pass.
I bet she says that to all the girls.
Did you know he was leaving?
Of course I knew he was leaving.
Well, you didn't tell me.
I assumed you'd be pleased. You never liked him.
Oh, no. Come on. I do not believe this. He walked out, didn't he?
He did not walk out. He left. He paid his rent in advance. He had the right to leave.
What happened? Had he had enough of you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm not stupid, you know, nor am I deaf. You think I don't know what was going on up there?
What was going on was my business, Dad.
And it's your business. He made a fool of you.
Yes.
Anyway, back to normal. Thank God.
Yes.
Well, what price? That's the police looking for him.
Miss Kenyon?
Yes?
Flowers for you.
Roses. Yellow roses. Beautiful. Who from?
There's a card inside.
Thank you.
Who was he?
A salesman. Double glazing.
Huh.
Sorry. See you soon, I hope. Danny.
Well, I paid the gypsy, and the gypsy told me, so I toured all 15 bars again.
Excuse me, miss. Are you here alone?
Eh?
I'm looking for a housekeeper.
You asked me.
Oh, did I? Right. What was your answer?
Ended up back at the Ritz. Can't see Derek and Kathleen, but the place is so packed with them hardly. Danny? It's Danny. Excuse me! Danny!
That's destroying me!
No, please, no! He was. I saw him. He was. Did I see him? Where is he? Excuse me. Where does this door go?
Outside.
Oh, excuse me.
Is that all right?
Did anyone just come out this way?
No, they did not.
Sorry. He was here. He was here. Was he here? I called the hall several times.
Went round the outside several times, in the other bars again, and up and down the street.
Hi, Maggie.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Susan and one of her friends were strolling up the street.
Have we?
Yes. Are you?
Not so bad. We've lost one to a man. Just two of us to go.
They moved on. I couldn't have seen him. I couldn't have. How stupid I am. Look at it. 2 a.m. and the place as alive as it was at 10. One coach filling up to take the day trippers back to Dublin. No, I hadn't seen him. I'd imagined it.
I can do it! I can do it!
That sounds like Derek.
But one more try. I can do it. Just wait. I can do it. Help! No, one more.
He was standing in the small square outside the Ritz Hotel, and he had a sledgehammer in his hands. In front of him was one of those trial of strength devices. I'd seen people trying it before. You smash the hammer down onto a steel button and send a piece of metal shooting up an arm to try and ring a bell at the top. It was very, very hard to achieve. I'd only seen one man do it, and he was bigger than 2 Dereks, if not 3.
That means... Wait, I'm trying it again. I'll do it this time.
I've got to go, Derek.
Didn't you hear her? She's got to go.
Kathleen was with another man. It was the man who I'd seen ring the bell. A man who could certainly pull his own plough.
Good night,
Derek.
Nice meeting you.
Nice knowing you, Derek.
I am a total failure.
And a failure who'd had a lot of Guinness, or something stronger. I bought him some chips to sober him up. We sat on a bench in the square. He didn't seem to notice it was getting cold.
I owe you an explanation, Margaret.
No, you don't.
I do. Let me tell you the story of my life.
No, please. No.
I owe it to you.
Look, Derek, shouldn't you go to bed?
You see, I've always been a phony.
I'm sure you haven't.
I have. I pretended I came here for anthropological reasons, and I didn't.
Didn't you?
I came here for women. I came here for sex. I go everywhere for women and for sex. I never get it, but that's why I go. Imagine at the office if they knew that. I'm in home insurance. Did I tell you that?
No.
Not a very big firm, but we're loosely tied up with the Southeastern Provincial, and we can use their sports club if we like. I mean, I don't use it, but the facilities are there, and they also guarantee our pension scheme. So, while retaining our identity, we have an umbrella, if you understand.
Yes, I understand.
So that's just, you know, I mean, just to fill you in and bring you back to, you know, to where was I?
Women and sex.
Yes, women and sex. Well, that's hard on myself. I mean, women and romance. Well, yes, and sex. But if they knew that in the office, you know what they call me? Deathly Derek, they call me. They don't know I know, but oh, yes, I know. I heard one day when I was sitting in the gents, there were 2 of them using the urine. Well, you know.
I may know, but do I wish to think about it? I came here for Danny, and I'm listening to him.
And they were talking about Deathly Derek, and it was obvious they were talking about me. If they knew I went searching for women and sex instead of... what do they think I'd do? I mean, I'd be a bigger laughing stock than I am now. Of course, I'm always thinking I've found it, and I never have.
Don't upset yourself, Derek. Eat your chips.
They're lovely chips.
Good.
Of course, I found it today with Kathleen. I mean, what a lovely name. Kathleen. I'll take you home again, Kathleen. You know that one?
Yes.
We danced, and I bought lots of rum and coke. That's what she likes, rum and coke. She seemed to like me. Then we went outside, you know, for a romantic stroll. And there he was. And he hit down with a hammer and rang the bell. Seems he could do it every time he tried. And I said I'd try it, and I tried it, and she laughed, and I tried it again, and she laughed again, and he laughed with her. And both of them laughed, and then he did it again and hit the bell. And she, you know, was eyeing him. You know what women do. She was fawning him. I mean, just because he's big and strong and Deathly Derek is small and weedy, I mean, there's no other reason. It's none at all. It's always the same. You understand?
Yes. I mean, I don't agree, but I understand. Oh, come on, Derek. It's our first day. There's lots of other women for you to meet yet.
I could tell you didn't fancy me.
Well,
you don't have to explain. You don't like small and weedy men.
It's not that, honestly. I mean, I don't think you're small and weedy. You're very nearly average height.
I could tell you didn't fancy me.
Derek, I'm in love with somebody else.
Oh, I see. What are you doing here, then?
I've lost him.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Now, I'm going back to the hotel.
Right, right. Well, I'd better see you there. Very late and...
No, I'll be fine.
No. Deathly Derek is a gentleman. Oh, sorry, tripped.
I saw him back to the hotel. Mr. O'Brien was still up.
Ah, early to bed? Liz Dunbarn has beaten you, eh?
It's nearly 3 o'clock.
No, they'll be gone for a good while yet.
Good night. Night. Sweet dreams.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Hedges.
Derek weaved his way to the lift.
You'll be going to the races tomorrow, I suppose.
The races?
Oh, you must go to the races. There's nothing like Liz Dunbar in the races. Believe me, I'm one of the organisers.
I went up to bed. Quite a day. What did Daddy say about Liz Dunbar in the races? Can't remember. Don't want to remember. Very funny. I remember that. Then I slept and dreamt.
And it's Danny O'Dwyer in the lead, with Weedy O'Derek coming up fast. They're neck and neck now, Weedy O'Derek and Danny O'Dwyer. And Weedy O'Derek hits the front. Can Danny O'Dwyer come back? I don't think he can. It's Weedy O'Derek. Weedy O'Derek and at the post.
Good morning, miss. You ordered breakfast at 8.
Oh, did I?
Here it is. And some flowers, too. Aren't they beautiful?
Well, where did they come from?
I don't know, miss. They was just delivered. Looks like you made a conquest, perhaps. There's a little envelope there with your name on it. So I dare say inside you'll find a card.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, miss.
Yellow roses. I read the card.
See you at the races, I hope.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
How far are the races, Mr. O'Brien?
Oh, no distance at all, if you've got a car.
Derek's got a car, of course. Derek didn't appear for breakfast. It was nearly lunchtime before he came down. He was rather pale. Derek, we're going to the races.
Races?
Horse races.
Oh, no. Thank you, Noah. I don't gamble, I'm afraid.
I've got to get to the races, and you have a car. I froze to death last night listening to you. The least you owe me is a lift. We followed the cardboard signs indicating Lidstrumvana races, got lost 3 times, then eventually turned down a muddy track and found ourselves in a rather boggy field. The wind seemed to blow from all directions at once.
What time's the first race?
2 o'clock.
Well, I'm afraid we've missed that. It's 20 past.
Little did he know.
What's the cowpats?
Cowpats everywhere. A man was leaning on an umbrella which was stuck in one. So where's Danny? Is he here?
Must be a race on.
I can't see one.
That's Leopardstown.
I turned to see a small podgy man. He looked a bit familiar.
That race is at Leopardstown. You can bet on Leopardstown here and Doncaster. The first race here is the 2 o'clock, but they're going to run the 2:30 first. And I reckon that'll be off about 3. I'll just show you where the lavatories are.
What?
You just hang on there a minute, sir. What? I'll just point the lady the way she wants to go.
But I don't want
to. Bound to need it sometime. It's a long afternoon. Now step over here.
That's right. You see that barn over there? Keep your eye on me, finger, Maggie, please, like you're listening to directions, right?
Do you know me?
From a mutual friend.
Danny.
No names.
Where is he?
Just do as I say. Go up to the barn I'm pointing to. The ladies use the right-hand side. There's someone in there waiting to see you.
Danny.
Shh. Have you got the directions, lady?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Have a race card, miss. That'll be one punt.
Oh, right.
Thank you. I'll just point out the gents to your friend.
I won't be long, Derek.
Oh, right.
Now you, sir, I'll point you in the direction of the gents.
But I don't need...
You're bound to, sir, and you'll want a race card.
I move through the field and up towards the barn.
Owing to the late arrival of horses, the 3 o'clock will be run before the 2 o'clock. But the 2:30 will be run first. If owners will pay their entry fees, we might get underway by 3:30.
I neared the barn. It looked very run down, and there was certainly no sign reading ladies or gents, nor was there any way in at the front. I went around the back, and just around the corner was a doorless entrance. It looked very dark inside. I glanced to the right, and Derek turned the corner at the other end.
Just, you know, going in,
Oh, right.
See you in a minute.
Right. He went inside. I went inside. There were a few broken farm implements and a mud and straw floor. I suppose the idea was you just squat down and do what you need to. Fortunately, I didn't need to.
Maggie, over here.
A man in the ladies. I looked to the corner from where the voice had come from.
That's right, here. Shh.
Where's Danny?
You'll see him.
I know you.
I don't think so.
Yes, I do. Your name's Fergus. You played with Danny in the Irish pub in London.
Look, we've no time for that.
But I came to the pub to ask you about him. You said you didn't even know his name.
All right, now.
And that other man out there. I've remembered him now. He's Mr. Pierce, the foreman where Danny worked. I went to see him several times. He kept saying that he'd never heard of Danny.
Look, there's no time to go into that. Danny wants you to do him a favor.
Do him a favor?
Yes, that's right. He knew you would.
Oh, he knew I would?
Of course he did.
Then where the hell is he?
You'll see him. You'll see him. But he's in a bit of trouble, see?
Trouble?
He's in bad trouble. And he knew you wouldn't let him down.
Meanwhile, in the gents, as told to me later...
Are you there?
What?
There.
Where?
Where you are.
Yes.
I'm here.
Oh, it's you again.
Me. Hello again.
What do you want?
Want?
Yes.
I want a favor.
A favor?
Yes. I want you to do me a favor.
I'm heterosexual.
So am I.
Oh.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
Here's 600 pence.
600 pence?
That's Irish money, same as £600.
I know what it is. What's it for?
For putting on the horses, of course.
The horses?
You will put this money on the horses for me.
Why can't you put it on yourself?
Because I'm too well known. They'll suspect something's up.
Why should they?
Because bookies are very suspicious people. They won't suspect you.
Why not?
Because you're English, of course. They'd expect you to be stupid.
Why should I put money on for you?
Because you know what's good for you. And for her.
For Margaret?
Right.
Is this... You know.
What?
IRA.
Did I say that?
No.
Then don't you say it either.
Right.
There are some things you don't talk about.
Right.
Not if you've got Margaret's safety in mind.
Right.
Now, here's what you do.
Meanwhile, in the ladies...
There you are. 600 pence.
What do you want me to do with it?
No, listen carefully. You put 100 punts on horse number 5 in race number 1, which was race number 2. You put 200 punts on horse number 6 in race number 2, which was race number 3. You put 300 punts on horse number 7 in race number 3, which was race number 1. Have you got that?
No.
I'll tell you again.
Meanwhile, in the gents...
100 punts on horse number 9 in the first race, which was the second race. 200 punts on horse number 8 in the second race, which was the third race. 300 punts on horse number 7 in the third race, which was the first race. Have I made myself clear?
Not quite.
Here's a race card with the horses marked. All you've got to remember is the figures. 100, then 200, then 300. Horse 9, horse 8, and then horse 7. Use the same bookie each time. You won't be surprised at what you're doing. It's a regular stupid punter's bet.
I see.
And not a word to Margaret about any of this.
No.
That's one pun for the race card.
But I've already bought a race card.
Not a marked one, you haven't.
Meanwhile, in the ladies...
That's one punt for the race card.
I've got a race card.
Not a marked one.
Now, listen, I've never asked very much of Danny, if anything at all. But if he wants me to do this for him, he buys the bloody race card. Is that understood?
Understood,
Is this it? In here?
I turned to see a lady in need of relief.
Yes.
Well, I hope it is.
My God! It's historical.
I turned back to Fergus, but he disappeared.
Any particular spot or anywhere?
I think it's anywhere. I went back to the course. Had he fixed the races? We might have done. And was a bastard trying to use me. 10 years since I saw him, and he's using me. And what's more, I'm letting myself be used. I went up to a bookie. Can I place a bet, please?
Oh, that's what I'm here for. Now, what horse takes your fancy?
Well, I like the look of number 5.
Number 5, yeah. Jam Donut.
That looks like a good horse.
Oh, yes, yes. Looks a very good horse, yeah. 15-1. Each way.
Each way?
Well, you win if it's just a second or a third.
Oh, no. I want it to win.
Oh, right. Jam Donut to win. Now, how much do you want on?
Would 100 pence be all right?
Oh, yes, yes, sure. 100 would be fine. English money or Irish? We take both.
Meanwhile, at another bookies, as I later heard.
Number 9 to win, please.
Number 9? Rattlebag?
Yes.
How much?
100 pence.
100?
Is that all right?
Oh, yes, 100's fine.
We both stood near the winning post, clutching our tickets.
And there's Max on the outside, followed by Moore's Choice and Dennison Venice. As they come to the top of the track, and Jam Donut is making ground.
Come on, Jam Donut!
Come on, Rattlebag.
Well, just a little while. Come on.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Well, it's not my fault. He told me to do it. Are they mad or what? I looked round and I saw Fergus buying a cup of tea. Excuse me a minute, will you, Derek?
Yes.
I sidled up to Fergus. Look. It wasn't my fault. I did what you told me.
Don't let them see you talking to me.
Do you want the rest of the money back?
No. For God's sake. Win some, lose some. Now carry on.
Meanwhile, as I later heard, Derek had sidled up to Mr. Pierce.
Look, you can't blame me. I did what you said.
Don't talk to me.
You won't take it out on Margaret, will you?
Not if you do what you're told. Get your next bet on.
And the next race is the second race, which was the third race, the 3 o'clock.
I went back to the bookie. He seemed sympathetic about my loss, and again he said I'd made a very good choice when I backed number 6 in the 3 o'clock.
I had 200 on Aaron Amble to win. 18-1. Very best of luck to you, miss.
Meanwhile, as I later heard...
200 on number 8. Never you mind.
Sorry?
That's the name of the horse. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Again, we stood by the finish, clutching our tickets.
What a day by a head. Captain Gentry on the outside, the finger pin. Ballyshan in the second and making a run in the middle, make a roll. Then Foxy Baby, already on a long way behind, it's never your mind, and Aaron Amble. And Aaron Amble swerved off the course and found the rider and is heading up the hill. Meanwhile, at the front end for the day.
I watched Aaron Amble race up the hill and stop at the top, silhouetted among the cows. Quite a pretty sight in its way, I suppose. How do you pick these horses?
I said, don't talk to me.
But you're losing your shirt.
It's our shirt.
Meanwhile, as I later heard...
But what will your bosses say? They won't blame me.
They'll blame you if you don't do what you're told.
And the next race, the third race, is race number 1, the 2 o'clock.
It was 10-5.
If anyone's going into town, there's a couple of people here from Belgium would like a lift to the dance.
How's your betting going, Derek?
Not very well, I'm afraid. Lost them both.
Not putting much on, are you?
Oh, no. Just a flutter, you know.
Doing one in this race?
Well, I was thinking about number 7, Burnham Up Barnes.
Oh, really? I was thinking of that one, too.
Burnham Up Barnes, don't touch him.
You don't think so?
Useless horse, lost in every race. Don't know why they bother with him.
We went to the parade ring and looked at Burnham Up Barnes. He was grey.
Looks a bit old.
He was born that colour.
I'm afraid horses are not my field.
I think he's pretty.
Smaller than the others, isn't he?
Very much. Back to the bookie, who very obviously knew a mug when he saw one.
300 on number 7.
burn them up barns. Yeah, 20-1. Well, there's your ticket, lady. I hope he burns it up for you.
The other bookie knew a mug.
Burn them up barns, 300. The very best of luck to yourself.
Back to the finishing post.
And as they come out for the last time, it's the top of our head. Can you see where he's on the outside? On the outside. Five wins playing it out. Three more in. Four in the team. Old Tom wins it again. And at the back, it's burning on the
barn. Oh, my God. Oh, please burn them up. Come on, come on.
Come
on, burn them up.
The Duffet's starting to feel the pace. And here comes Burn Them Up Barnes. Burn Them Up Barnes is past the Duffet.
Come on.
Oh, Willie, he's catching him.
The bookies did not look as pleased as they previously had.
£6,000.
Do I get my stake back as well?
Yes, yes, you get your stake back, miss.
Well, it wasn't too bad for them. We were the only two on Burn 'em Up Barnes, and it seemed that they'd laid off half our stake so that the other bookies had to chip in. I carried my winnings away in a plastic supermarket bag and met up with Derek.
Win much, Margaret?
Well, not bad at all. You?
Yes, oh, yes, it wasn't too bad. Didn't put very much on, of course.
Oh, no. No, nor did I. I looked round, wondering what would happen next. Would Danny appear at last to collect? I noticed Derek was looking round in the same sort of way, as if trying to spot someone. Then it happened. A battered old Land Rover pulled up beside us. The driver was wearing a balaclava. Two other men in balaclavas jumped out.
Freeze!
They were waving guns.
Hand it over.
What?
The money. Come on, the money.
What's that gun? Careful with that gun.
Hand over the money.
Take it.
What a hero.
Grab it. Yeah, give it here. Let's go.
They took our money, then jumped back in the car.
Go.
The car raced across the center of the field. Racegoers scattered, bookies dived, and cowpats were splattered everywhere. Then it crossed the course, climbed the hill, and disappeared down the other side.
Oh, my God. Was that the IRA?
Yeah. Are you all right?
I think so, Mr. O'Brien.
Had you just won money?
Yes. £6,000.
6,000?
Well, I was on a horse at 20-1.
Our bastards must have been watching you. Lose much, Mr. Hedges?
I lost 6,000 too.
Then it was that we each understood that we'd both been up to the same hanky-panky, whatever that hanky-panky was.
Here is an important announcement. The result of the last race is null and void. Will the owner and jockey of Burn 'em Up Barnes report to the steward immediately? And repeat immediately.
The police in Ireland are called the Gardaí. Officer Ryan was sent for and interviewed us in the steward's room, i.e. the back of the lorry. The two bookies we'd placed our bets with were there, and Mr. O'Brien, to speak up for us.
So, neither of you had any idea that the Burn 'em Up Barnes you put your money on is not Burn 'em Up Barnes, but is another horse altogether whose owner and jockey have now disappeared?
No idea at all.
Of course they hadn't, officer. Nor would anyone else if Jimmy O'Connor hadn't happened to remember that Burn 'em Up Barnes was actually a mare.
Pity you didn't remember that before the race.
They put £300 each on a real no-hoper. That, in my book, is suspicious. Mm. You didn't think it was suspicious when you took their money. Did you complain when they lost in the first two races?
I thought they were stupid.
You can't have it both ways. If you think they're that stupid, you can't think that they'd be capable of switching a horse. They only arrived in the country yesterday. They've come for the matchmaking and the crack. And tell me what they've got out of it, hmm? The winnings were stolen, wasn't they?
And the original stake?
Look, that race was null and void. We shouldn't have paid out.
Ah, but you did. The null and void had come too late. As I see it, you paid out willingly.
And they can't pay the money back. They haven't got it, have they? When we catch the thieves, that'll be the time to sort ownership out. Ah, now, come on, boys. You haven't done too badly now. There's not been one favourite won all day. You won't be lacking a jar tonight.
We'll be coming up to the last race soon. Can I remind those of you in need of refreshment to patronise Joe O'Leary's band? Joe's a very good friend of these races.
That was all very strange.
Yes.
No son of that man who gave me the money. And is that of yours?
No.
It's very strange.
Let's go, shall we, Derek?
Right. I mean, I thought it was the IRA who gave me the money.
The IRA?
But if it wasn't the IRA, pounds is a drop in the ocean. What about the people who gave us that money to bet? They're going to want their winnings, aren't they? And which of them were the IRA, the ones who gave it to us or the ones who took it?
Oh, honestly, Derek, you can be so thick.
I'm sorry.
He's like a hurt little boy when you criticise him. No, I'm sorry, Derek. I didn't mean to offend.
Not at all, no. Just tell me why it is that I'm so thick.
They're none of them the IRA. It was the people who gave us the money who robbed us.
What?
They're the ones who rigged the race. They knew that if it got found out, we'd have to hand the money back. And if it was stolen, we couldn't do that. And that's the way they made sure of getting it.
Good God.
And I'm pretty sure I know the man who organized it.
Who?
The man I came here to look for. The one I told you I'm in love with.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I haven't met him yet, but he knows I'm here.
You don't suppose that...
What?
No, it's not my business.
Is he just using me?
Well...
He saw me here, thought, oh, how very lucky, she's crazy about me. I can use her in my horse racing fraud. Hey, why not use her friend Derek as well? Oh, more than possible. Likely, I'd say.
So what are you going to do?
Try and find him, of course. That's what I came here for.
Saturday night at the Ritz. That's where I'd seen him last night. Will he try and find me? Or have I served my purpose? Derek had the wild look in his eye again. He was dancing with a dark-haired Colleen, perhaps not quite as young or as pretty as she thought. They were all there again, the same people I'd seen at every dance. Had they found romance yet? Some looked as if they had.
Excuse me, are you here alone?
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello.
Found a housekeeper yet?
Not yet, but I'm living in hope. Otherwise, it's a second hot water bottle.
He moved on to continue his search.
Hello, Maggie.
Oh, hello, Susan. Enjoying yourself?
I've had a few drinks, to tell you the truth.
Yes, she had.
And both of my friends have gone and paired up. And they said they were only here for the crack. I think I'll go outside for a bit. I need some fresh air. Want some fresh air?
Well, no, Danny. So why not? We went outside.
God, look at that great big moon. Did you ever see such a great big moon as that?
Hey, what's the matter, Susan?
Oh, Maggie, I'm so unhappy, do you know that? I'm so unhappy.
Well, yes, that was fairly obvious. We sat down together on the same seat I'd sat on with Derek the night before. Fortunately, it wasn't so cold. I offered her chips.
No, I mustn't. They make me fast.
Now, come on. Tell me all about it.
Oh, I don't know, Maggie. I'm such a fool. I'm 26 years old and I'm still a fool. I mean, about men, I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I work in an office in Dublin, you see. It's a nice small firm. I mean, it's sort of part of Southeastern Provincial. We use their sports club, that sort of thing. And they handle our pensions, if you follow me.
Yes, I follow you.
But really, it's still a nice small firm. All the girls get on like a house on fire. Talk about boyfriends, what they get up to. Marks out of 10. All laughing, you know. And I join in and I laugh with them. But never do I tell them the truth. Because most of the time, as far as I'm concerned, the truth is too bloody boring to tell. I shouldn't have had that last whiskey.
Well, I don't suppose it did you any harm. Not too much good either, but there you are.
Wasn't boring after last year, though.
Last year?
In Lisdoonvarna.
You've been here before?
Oh, Maggie, have I been here before?
She's been here before.
I thought, you see, when I read about it, I thought that's the place to meet a man. And I came here, and I met a man. Dear Lord, Maggie, the time we had. 9 3/4 out of 10. 9 7/8. No, come on. 10. When I left, he said he'd write, and of course he didn't. A bastard, Maggie. But a wonderful bastard.
So you came back to find him?
Or another one like him. I thought there was magic in this place. I brought my friends along to find one too, and they've each found one. And I haven't found him, and I haven't found another. I mean, why did I come back? You don't get magic twice in one lifetime.
I could think of nothing to say. The musicians in the Ritz had taken a rest, and for a moment we could hear no music at all. Then? My God. Oh, sorry, Susan.
I've got to leave you.
Well, where are you going, Maggie?
I'm sorry, Susan. I'm sorry.
I ran across the road and into the bathroom where the music was coming. Danny sat at a table at the end of the bar. He and Fergus were playing together. It was like jumping back 10 years. Oh, Danny was older, but he was the same. And it was the same as in the London pub. Most people in the bar didn't seem to be listening, and Danny and Fergus didn't care. They were in their own world and full of pleasure. It was magic. Magic. I daren't go to him in case I broke the spell.
Isn't it wonderful?
I glanced around to see that Susan was standing beside me. She seemed as caught up in the music as I was.
Bastard. Eh? Danny? You bastard! You bastard! You bastard! Danny! You bastard! You bastard!
I could only stand and stare. Danny didn't stand and stare. He and his banjo were out of the back door before Susan could get her hands on him. Poor Susan. Poor Danny. And not so rich Maggie.
This is heaven, this is hell. Who cares? Who can tell? Anyone for the last few chocolates now?
I went back to the hotel. Mr. O'Brien was, of course, still up.
Ah, Miss Kenyon. Have you recovered from your ordeal at the races?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for your help.
At least I could do. 6,000 each. What a terrible loss.
Oh, well, all we really lost was the stake. The rest was a windfall.
Now, that's what I call philosophy. Your friend, by the way, seems a little bit tired.
He nodded across the room to where Derek was slumped in an armchair, watching but not seeing a silent television screen showing CNN. I went over to him.
Time for bed, Derek. Time for bed.
I met a girl called Mary. Didn't like her. She went off with a man who wanted a housekeeper.
I helped him upstairs to the door of his room.
Tomorrow's another day, hey, Margaret?
Yes.
Did you know that this part of Ireland used to be called Tomond? In the year 1012, Brian Boru, the most famous member of...
Good night, Derek.
Good night.
I pushed him into his room and closed the door. Then went to my room and opened the door.
Hello, Maggie.
Danny. I should have screamed at him, called him a bastard, asked him why the hell he'd walked out of my life like that, why he'd never written, rung up, sent a message by pigeon, what the hell was he playing at the races, and was his name O'Dwyer or Kelly or Smith, and what about Susan, yes, what about her? I mean, did he think I was just a fool? I said none of that. I went to bed with him.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
All right, so I was a fool. Anyway, he'd come to me, not her. And she was only 26.
And all the flowers are dying. Tis you, must go, and I must bide.
Of course, when I woke in the morning, he'd gone.
The yellow roses arrived, and with them a note.
Didn't want to wake you. Had to dash. See you soon, I hope.
And white with snow, 'tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Sunday morning in Listunvana. The church is so full the congregation spills out onto the steps. Sin, confess, then sin again. Now, don't be cynical. And that choir could sing, not like this at St. Faith's in Acton Vale. Elsewhere, a few very pale-looking people wandered slowly about, waiting for the bars to open or the first of the dances to begin. I watched the gypsy opening up and putting out her sign.
Good morning.
Oh, good day. Did she recognize me? Well, if she did, she showed no sign. Perhaps consultations are like confessionals, never to be acknowledged outside. Did she go to confession? I suppose she did.
Father, I have sinned. I told an English girl that her cloud would pass. But I knew at the time it would soon be back.
An English girl?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's not quite so bad. 4 Hail Marys and cross the collecting box of silver.
I will, Father. I will. Now, you listen here. You're planning on a herring for your supper tonight.
I am. And I'm looking forward to it.
Take my advice and leave it alone. If you touch it, I see a very sick man.
I'm much obliged to you. I'll have a boiled egg.
Of course. An exchange of expertise. Mutually advantageous. Now, what other mental game can I play to stop thinking about that little bastard?
Maggie!
Oh, hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. I'm absolutely great.
Really?
Great. Got it all out of my system, thank God.
Good.
Now I want to go to Doolin. Want to come along? There's a pub there where Danny says the music's great.
Derek drove us to Doolin. He said it sounded interesting for research.
You may be interested to know that near Doolin is a grass mound under which are buried the survivors of the Spanish Armada.
No, not that interested, I'm afraid. We're going for the music.
Do we pass the cliffs?
What cliffs?
I can't remember what they're called. But just stand looking across to the Isles of Arran, Inishmore, Inishman, and Inishere. And only America's beyond.
I know it. Stand there and tell me you don't know what it is to live.
Good Lord. That's just what Danny said before he took me up there.
We were there on Friday. A lot of bare carboniferous limestone.
I don't know about that. I do know Danny seduced me up there.
I don't see how you could resist. No girl could up there.
Not if she has any flame in her heart. I acquiesced at his first touch.
Then you went down to Fenor for a dance and a Guinness.
We did. We did. How did you guess?
I didn't tell her. I just bled a bit inside.
That's where we went on Friday.
Yes, we did.
We don't pass those cliffs on this trip, I'm afraid. Ah, we're just coming up to Doolin now.
Gus O'Connor's pub in Doolin is set in a small row of cottages which look across to a river in a little gully. On this Sunday morning, it was comfortably full of people drinking, talking, listening to the music, and sometimes singing. There were quite a few there we'd met at Listunvana. David, who danced with me at the spa. Michael, who danced with me at Fenor. Neither of them had women with them,
that they were drinking, foot-tapping together, and maybe discussing what luck they'd had not getting themselves tied up this year so they could come back next year for more good crack. Kathleen and her strong man were there. They both looked happy as he bought her another rum and coke. And the housekeeper wanted farmer was there with Mary beside him, looking very possessive. Was he already regretting his search and wondering how long he could keep her from dragging him to church? At least he wouldn't need the second hot water bottle. I looked round at other couples. Had they met at Lisdoonvarna? And how would they look at each other once they'd left the magic of County Clare behind? As Mr. O'Brien had said to me, it's easy here. But what about that first meeting back in Dublin or London, when they're sitting across a table in a pub or cafe and seeing each other as they really are? I looked round at Susan, but she wasn't sitting with me anymore. She was at the bar, standing next to a young man who was handing her a drink and smiling at her. And she was smiling back. Maybe she'd found some magic again. Yes, they were all there, but Danny wasn't. I didn't see him again before we left next day. Well, it had been good crack, and I'd learned a thing or two. Derek took me out to dinner in London. He didn't talk about tombs and catacombs. He had the sex and women glint in his eyes. I understood the invitation. Well, it could hardly be missed. I thought about it. He's a very nice man. But no way would I stand on the cliffs with him, looking across to the Isles of Arran, Inishsheer, Inishman, and Inishmore, and only America beyond, and acquiesce at his first touch, or his second, or his third, or his 94th. We said good night and went on our separate ways. We sent each other Christmas cards. And of course, I'm still a fool, because every time there's a ring at the bell and I open the door, I half expect to see Danny, or at least yellow roses.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
The part of Maggie was played by Frances Barber, Derek, James Fleet, Danny, Conleth Hill, Dad, John Hollis, O'Brien, Mark Lambert, Susan, Davila Kerwin, Fergus, Dominic Letts, Pierce, John Rogan, the bookies, James Hayes and Stephen Tompkinson, with Sam Dale, Shay Gorman, James Green, Deborah Berlin, and Marcella Reardon. Location recordings, Richard Beedsmore. Technical presentation by Anne Bunting, Richard Beedsmore, and Ian Pratt. Production assistant, Alexa Moore. Road to Lisdoonvarna was written by Douglas Livingstone and directed by Jane Morgan.
Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
The writer and the director would like to thank all the people of Lisdoonvarna who contributed to this programme.